Many today fail to see Christ. Many of those gathered at the Jordan had been present at the baptism of Jesus, but the sign then given had been manifest to but few among them. During the preceding months of the Baptist's ministry, many had refused to heed the call to repentance. Thus, when heaven bore testimony to Jesus at his baptism, they perceived it not. Eyes that had never turned in faith to him beheld not the revelation of the glory of God, ears that had never listened to his voice heard not the words of witness. So it is now. Often the presence of Christ and ministering angels is manifest in the assemblies of the people, yet many know it not. They discern nothing unusual. But to some the Savior's presence is revealed. They are comforted, encouraged, and blessed. The deputies from Jerusalem had demanded of John, "Why baptizest thou?" And they were awaiting his answer. Suddenly, as his glance swept over the throng, his face lighted up, and his whole being was stirred with deep emotion. With outstretched hands he cried, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, even he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." RSP. The message was distinct and unequivocal, to be carried back to the Sanhedrin. The Messiah was among them. In amazement, priests and rulers gazed about them, but he of whom John had spoken was not distinguishable among the throng. At the baptism of Jesus, John's mind was directed to the words of Isaiah, "He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter." During the weeks that followed, John studied with new interest the prophecies and the sacrificial service. He saw that Christ's coming had a deeper significance than priests or people had discerned. When he beheld Jesus among the throng on his return from the desert, he waited almost impatiently to hear the Savior declare his mission, but no word was spoken, no sign given. Jesus did not respond to the Baptist's announcement of him, but mingled with the disciples of John, taking no measures to bring himself to notice. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him. With the light of the glory of God resting on him, the prophet stretched out his hands, declaring, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me.' I saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven, and it remained on him. He who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." RSP.